Blog Talk Radio.
Read your body language. You ain't gotta say too much.
too far, then well, you better stop flirting and stop twerking. So perfect, cause it's working. That ass worth all the worship. You been in your bag like Birkin. Never had it like this before me. You ain't no girl, better read up on me. You try and get high, gotta read up on me. Being stuck up, gon' leave you lonely for the night. We should leave before the lights on, girl, I'm too on.
It's not a lie that you've been saying.
Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Biz with D. Mafia Swings Radio New Year's show. Happy New Year to everybody. 2014 is out here, and we bring it in 2015. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, everybody. So y'all know we're going to have a dope show tonight. Our show, we're going to have Busy Crook, Sebastian Michael, Drickie Graham, Nita Wilson, Frenchie. All those dope people are going to be on our show tonight, so make sure that you guys definitely keep this locked right here. Interviews are going to get rolled very shortly, so keep it locked and let your friends know that we are the place to tune in. So, again, Happy New Year, everybody, and let's get this jam continuing and rolling, baby, with some new K. Michelle. How about that? Silhouette.
Silhouette in the moonlight. Picture that in the blue.
What? let it go, she ain't calling back. Why you still trying to start drama? We ain't even together, where they do that at? Why you still calling my niggas bro? I'm just trying to get back to the way it was before. Back in the day when you had your own friends. Where them bitches at? You should hang with some of them. Cause this shit is just awkward.
My Fear Swings Radio with you, one and only rock star on the mic, Dave Duane. We got our boy Frenchie back on our show with us. What's going on, Frenchie?
You already know what it is, squad in the building. I'm back again with another single, man. This single featuring B.O.B. and Chanel West Coast, and it's called Ain't Going Nowhere, man. I'm currently 46 on the charts, man.
That's what's up, man. I got to say, welcome back, and that single is hot.
Sure.
I was just vibing to it, like, all last night. Like, literally, I'm on, like, no sleep right now, so you're getting, like, hype energy, and I was just vibing to the record. I'm like, yo, this shit is hot. Yes, yes, yes. Here this in the club.
Good looking, bro. You know, so funny, I was asleep, man, and I woke up, man, and I seen myself on TV, man. I seen my shit on MTV Jams. I was like, yo, man, it's just, everything is a blessing, man. Even though I've been on MTV Jams before, but it just feels good to wake up and see yourself on TV, you know?
Absolutely. And especially, like, with a whole new, you know, project and a new sound. Because, I mean, the last time we talked, you had more of, like, a real, real street sound. That was, like, now you got a well-diverse sound. Was it hard to transition, like, your sound, or was it just something very simple for you to do?
No, I'm a chameleon, man. You know, I blend in with the best, man. I know how to do it. It was just, it's in my blood to be like that, man. You know, I could blend in with anything, man. I can adapt anywhere, you know.
Indeed. And you definitely can't, I mean, like, your previous music, there's always like a progression area with you. It's always something different. I mean, you always get something consistent, but it's always like, okay, what's he about to do next in the next mixtape or the next, you know, single or next video? It's always something to look forward to, visual. Just dropped the other new mixtape, Fuck Fame. Tell me how you came up with, you know, the concept for it, because I really, you know, I'm digging the project, you know, the angle, you know, how it was, you know, well put together.
Because, you know, I had my shirt off single in 2009, man. I was 19. I'm 28 now, so it's like, I feel I had the fame around me already. But I feel like the music that I drop now, all my fans are still with me. I still have the same fans. They fucking with my music, and it's like, fuck fame, because I feel like my music attracts to people in different ways, you know? When people hear my music, they think they know me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't want to act famous to a motherfucker that think he know me, you know? Because that's going to be the one, that's going to be the person that buy your music.
And that's a good thing that you have that mindset, because a lot of people, they, you know, being rappers, singers, fashion designers, whatever it might be, they might be in that, their mind state is being, to be famous, to be on the forefront, to be really, like, out there. But you have genuine fans, like you said, that have been rocking with you. With that, how does it feel to have, like, you know, consistent fans that rock with you and don't be like, oh, you know, Frenchie's doing some stupid shit, fuck it. Like, how do you feel to have consistent fans?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. It just makes me feel like somebody's listening to me, and they feel like, when I feel like I'm down and I feel like sometimes I feel like giving up, I remember it's that guy outside that listens to everything that I do, and if I give up, I can mess around and make him give up. Because, you know, I don't want nobody to give up because I feel like giving up, you know? So I'll never give up. I'm going to always work
right.
hard.
So now, mixtape, this new mixtape, I've got to definitely say, it's your best body of work, and I'm feeling the new single that you have with B.O.B. and Chanel West Coast. How did you guys come together for that record?
It was just being, it's like an Atlanta thing, man, you know, being that I be in Atlanta so much, I was able to like just come across him. You know, he's under T.I., so that's like, Grand Hustle is from Atlanta, just like Brick Squad is from Atlanta. So we was always able to collide.
And were you surprised, like, how the response on the record? Because, I mean, you probably weren't, but I'm just curious to know, were you surprised that it got such a great, you know, response?
Oh, man. It's getting a great response right now as we speak, and it sounds, it's beautiful things in the making, man. You know, I'm just glad that God put me in the position for me to even feel this, you know?
And in case people are wondering what single we're talking about, we're talking about Frenchie's new single with Chanel West Coast and B.O.B. It's called Ain't Going Nowhere. Definitely a hot track. Make sure you guys check that out on iTunes. Like, right now, in fact, download that while you're listening to the interview, and get into it because it's a hot joint. We're going to play it later on. But, Frenchie, I definitely wanted to ask you because I see that you also started a label of your own since, you know, the last time we talked,
yeah.
Correct?
Protect the Records.
Okay, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
How do you like being a CEO of your own label right now?
I'm feeling real good, man. I feel like a boss, man. I'm just taking step by step, man. Step by the time. Step by step, man. You know? You know, I'm the first artist, you know, I'm breaking out of the pack. Protected Records, you know, we got a distribution with Universal, and we just full-fledged, man. Everything full-fledged, man. The people going to prepare to see my face more because I'm going to be in the eye of people now, you know?
That's what's up. And what made you want to start your own label? Because a lot of people, you know you from being with Brick Squad like that. But what made you want to start your own label and, you know,
because
distribution deal?
Because I'm grown. And Brick Squad, I was a child when I was so icy in Brick Squad. So it's like, I'm growing up. I'm always going to be Brick Squad. But it's time for me to stand on my own 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. And that's very mature, because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, once you get older, you've got to stand on your own 2 feet. You've got to take the initiative with your career. You've got to invest more. You've got to lose more. You've got to, you know, like, you've got to really reinvent the wheel and, you know, do what's good for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To all the fans, if y'all want to get in contact with me, my Twitter is FrenchieBSM. My Instagram is FrenchieBSM. If you want me to spell it out, it's FrenchieBSM.
Sure, for sure. So now, you got a music video coming out soon from Ain't Going Nowhere, right?
It's out right now. It's on MTV Jams as we speak.
So tell me about the you know, the concept of what we can look forward to for those who haven't checked out the video, because I missed that one. I don't know how I missed it, and I watch MTV Jams like every day.
Oh, so the concept is basically just us having fun performing. It's like like a big party scene.
So we'll definitely make sure we check that out, and then, you know, make sure we tweet you and, you know, let you know what we thought of the video. But I'm sure it's pretty hot. I did see the teaser already, so I already saw, you know, the glimpse of it, and I was like, yo, this is really fresh.
Go,
like, once again,
yeah,
Frenchy is,
the
you
video
know,
up now.
Keeping it up. Yeah, I'm going to definitely check it out, though. So, Frenchy, before we let you go, what other things do you have in the works going into the new year, since, you know, 2015 is nearly
going into
here?
The new year, I got plans on coming back into the new year, I got plans for my record to hit number one on the charts. I'm number 45 right now. Aiming for number one.
I know that's right, and I'm sure you can definitely get there. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because, you know, being at 44, you can easily get to 10, then you can get to 5, then you can get to 1. It, you know how to do it.
All right. You know that. I am gonna get there. Trust me, I'm gonna go.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, Frenchy, thanks so much for you know, coming back on the show. We definitely appreciate it.
All right. Good looking. I appreciate you too, guys.
No doubt. And definitely, I'm keeping in touch.
Squad everything, man.
Fuck you mean, boy? I spend a thousand on these motherfucking jeans, boy. So much money, got it busting out the seams, boy. You got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams, boy. What the fuck you mean, boy? What the fuck you mean, boy? I spend a thousand on these motherfucking jeans, boy. So much money, got it busting out the seams, boy. You got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams, boy. What the fuck you mean, boy? Nigga, fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? What the 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 fuck you mean? Same hoe said I couldn't get it, try and kick it. Ball main dinner, spent a thousand on a ticket. Trapping out the band, no money knocking like a wizard. Think that Benji at the door. Grab the chopper, go and get it. That's the back all leaning. Ain't no rest on evil. Let that Mac all screaming. We cut that crack all steaming. I got your rent on my belt. Talking your eyes on my wrist. Your car note on my jeans. My sneaks bloody as shit. That's my scene. Bloody murder, bloody murder, bloody murder. I ask your bitch to all this money, make her nervous. Make her nervous. She doing good and I'ma pay her for a service. For a service. When bosses talking, shut your mouth if you a worker. Shut your mouth. Cause I've been working, chasing money like I'm hurting. Getting pussy in my Maybach. Think the driver heard his roller parts, you should know. All in the cut ain't like this bro, give a fuck. I know she down for whatever, gon' do it all for a buck. And now that pussy back home, no, we gon' buff for a month. Cause real niggas come first. That's why we all in the front. And suckers all in the back. And all of us strapped. Why we don't fuck with you pussy niggas? Cause all of them rats. Like, fuck you mean, boy? I spent a thousand on these motherfucking jeans, boy. So much money, got it busting out the seams, boy. You got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams, boy. What the fuck you mean, boy? What the fuck you mean, boy? I spent a thousand on these motherfucking jeans, boy. So much money, got it busting out the seams, boy. You got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams, boy. What the fuck you mean, boy? Nigga, fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? Nigga, fuck you mean? What the 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 fuck you mean?
I keep 100 grand in these riding jeans. What the fuck?
Nick J, Tinashe,
it's a remix.
Ready to face you. Can call me a but you got me stressed in this way, and you know, yeah, yeah. Now the struggle's always real. Girls be stepping in my space, all up in your face. How am I supposed to feel?
I cannot stand you, pick up.
Thank you for tuning back into the Biz with D on My Fierce Wings Radio with your one and only rock star, the Mike David Zwayne. And we've got our girl, Anita Wilson, back on with us. How you doing, Anita?
Real good. Real good. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for coming back. We definitely appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
No doubt. So, I mean, it's our New Year's show, so we had to have you. And we wanted to, you know, first of all, say congratulations. You got nominated for a Grammy for your album, Vintage Worship. That's phenomenal. Congrats, congrats.
So, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God continues to blow my mind. I'm really excited about that. So, thank you. I appreciate you, babe.
No doubt. And how does it feel to be, you know, nominated for a Grammy with that album? Because, I mean, if you weren't nominated for a Grammy with that album, I'd be calling the Grammy. People would be like, hello, we need to slip Anita back in here. Come on.
I love it. You know, it's a really rewarding feeling, you know, already. I don't know what will happen in February at the Grammys, but already I really do feel very rewarded, you know, because I worked really hard on this album. You know, we talked about that before. Blood, sweat, and tears, honey. We just really, really worked hard, and I stretched myself and kind of just really put our best foot forward. So I'm really excited that people have connected with it, and you know, the Grammys are voted on by your peers. You know, so for the category to begin with hundreds of people being considered, and for them to kind of dig into all of the nominees, all of those people being considered, and for me to be one of the five final nominees, it's amazing, very humbling.
Absolutely. And who else is in that nominated in that category with you?
You know what? I don't know if I know all of them. I know Ricky Dillard, of course. Ricky
mm-hmm.
Dillard, new. Erica Campbell for Help. And,
wow.
I want to say the Walls Group, and there's one more that escapes me right now. I'm sorry, I don't have the full answer to that question. I can't think of the fifth.
A lot of great, you know, gospel albums nominated for your category. I mean, you mentioned,
yeah,
Erica Campbell. I mean, those were the best albums in gospel this year. Yeah, you know, and it's always hard. It's hard because a lot of great albums did come out this year, so I don't envy the people that have to, you know, kind of dwindle the category on down, because it really does get difficult to choose. So it's just a blessing to be among so many amazing artists. You know, I'm looking forward to just enjoying my second trip to the Grammys. God is great.
Absolutely. And now also, what's good, you're part of the Motown Christmas album, too.
I am. You know, Motown hasn't released Christmas music in almost 40 years. You know, we hear the Temptations Silent Night every year, and all the great songs that came from that album. So it's such a pleasure to be a part of this Motown Christmas album. You know, it's really cool because it's not only the gospel artists for Motown Gospel, but it's the mainstream Motown artists and all of the different labels that are under the Universal umbrella. So, you know, you got Babyface and Toni Braxton and Neo and Kim, myself. I did a song with Gregory Porter, who's a jazz artist, and it's a really cool rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain. And we threw a little Ain't No Mountain High Enough in there in the spirit of Motown, of course. So it turned out really good. I'm happy to be a part of Motown Christmas.
Absolutely. And collaborating with Gregory, who is a phenomenal jazz artist, like you mentioned, how was it, you know, collaborating with him?
Lots of fun. I was, you know, sometimes with those things you have to record separately and in different cities and all that. I was really happy that Gregory and I were able to do our song at the same time. We recorded it in New York. And, of course, Aaron Lindsay produced this album, so we were all there. His energy was great. Gregory's energy was great, and it was really a fun process to create with him, you know, for us to kind of make this song our own, you know, and put our own little nuances in it and make it creative. So it was a great process.
I know that's right. And I only can imagine that process being, you know, so incredible with, I mean, because you all are talented musicians in yourself, so I could imagine that session probably was a lot of fun, too.
It was. Thank you so much. Yeah, it really was.
No doubt. So going into 2015, of course, Grammy nomination, what can we expect? Like any new singles? What do you have planned for the new year?
Well, of course, I just released my video for my current single, Keep Doing What You're Doing. So we're going to continue to push that single and spread the word. You know, sometimes when projects release, you get a lot of promotion maybe a month or two after it's released, and then it kind of fizzles out. But I'm always committed to not doing that. So I'll continue to promote Vintage Worship throughout next year as well. We already have a number of dates that are already scheduled. And my team and I, we're kind of discussing and exploring some other avenues to use my voice with voice work and maybe some things in fashion that we may explore the possibilities of kind of dabbling in that a little bit. And so much is going on in the world right now. I definitely want to consider ways to spread positive energy and be a positive light, positive influence. You know, as of course we all know, there's a lot going on in the world that has people feeling a lot of different emotions and a lot of different things. So, you know, we're exploring opportunities to spread positive energy in that way, too. So you got to stay tuned. You know, I don't want to say anything that may not come to pass, but we are kind of exploring all of those possibilities.
Absolutely. And that's phenomenal. You just got to keep it up like you're doing, because you're doing great and you are positive. I mean, I get positive energy from listening to your music, from looking at your tweets. I'm like, go ahead, Anita, doing the damn thing. And just, you know, really being able to, no problem, like being able to really spread the word of God and being able to, you know, be true to yourself and, you know, for everybody out there.
Yeah. You know, it's important for me. My favorite part of this journey is just being authentically me, and I'm grateful that people connect to that. You know, it's always humbling for me, every piece of the journey. I never get used to the support. I love interacting with people. I love social media. You know, you have a few idiots on there that think that they can say whatever they want sometimes, so I have to kind of let people know, don't do that. You know, you have to remain respectful, but I do really enjoy
staying connected to my supporters and people who are new to my music. You know, it's a really cool tool. So yeah, positive energy is very important.
Definitely. And Anita, I definitely want to ask before I let you go, Letticy, you guys have been doing a couple shows together. Could you see doing a record with Letticy in the future?
I would absolutely be open to doing a record with Letticy. We actually just did the first show this past Sunday in Houston, and it turned out really, really good. A number of people have expressed interest in that show coming to their city or to their church, or you know, so we're kind of exploring that as well, because Led and I were talking about how our energy mixes very well, you know, so it's important when you do shows and people like you, to your question, doing music with people, it's important that, you know, your vibe matches. You know, you don't want to have a weird sound or a weird vibe like that don't match at all. You know, you definitely don't want that. But we were speaking about how it was seamless, and the show on Sunday turned out really good. So we're kind of thinking about the idea of doing some more shows next year. And she and I released an album this year. She's Grammy nominated, so huge congratulations to Letticy as well. You know, we won't be doing our album probably until, you know, maybe later in 2015 we'll be ready to record to release in 2016. But I would definitely be open to that because she's an angel.
Definitely. And I was like, man, I wish that show was in Philadelphia or New York so I can go to that. So. Yeah, I definitely have to make sure. I was mad. I was like, dang it, Houston.
Yeah, hopefully we move it around. A lot of people kind of said that same thing. So it's cool that the interest is there. And you never know. We may be able to make some of that happen next year. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
For sure, for sure. Well, Anita, thanks so much for, you know, quickly, you know, catching up with us and allowing us to catch up with you to find out, you know, what you've been doing since the last time we talked. And, you know, we really, you know, thank you for coming on the show this year and be a part of, you know, our history for 2014. We appreciate it.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you and your support. It's always really, really dope talking to you, and your support really does mean a lot. So whenever I can be of assistance to you, please let me know, and we'll definitely keep you posted on everything that's going on with me. We gotta connect at some point when I'm in the Philly area. Hopefully we'll see each other sooner than later.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming next year for sure. We just
we
won't even worry about it. We'll see each other.
Yep, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Me too. Well, Anita, thanks so much again. You have a great rest of the evening, and have a happy new year, and, you know, continue to do amazing things.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. You take care.
Thanks. You too. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into the Biz with D right here, right now. We got our boy Izzy Crook on with us. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, boy?
Not much. So glad to have you come back. Thanks for, joining us again.
Hey, appreciate you having me again, man.
No doubt. I mean, the last time we talked, No Hard Feelings was getting ready to come out, and you talked about, your creative process and, just trying to find, the right, material with it and just, keep a course like that. How does it feel to have the project finally out now?
Man, it feels amazing. It's amazing to have it been received, as well as being received. And the thing about No Hard Feelings, me and my people, we always talk about it. I feel like, as much attention No Hard Feelings has gotten, it hasn't even began to really hit like how it's going to hit. Like, people are still, just now, there's a lot of people just now waking up on it, so.
Right. And how would you say, how much black people are just waking up on it? Like, do you see it, daily that, people are popping in, talking about the project?
Yeah.
How often do you see it?
Yeah, man, the growth through social media, through walking around the streets of Miami, man, is just, people is just now, there's a lot of people just now hearing it every day, and every day everything is growing. No Hard Feelings is, I got this record with Lloyd that's starting to pick up in the streets. It's called Take Your Bits. We actually just shot a video for it. That should be out within the next few weeks. And, man, it's all about the work, man. I got some surprises coming, too.
That's what's up, that's what's up. So definitely, some hotness that we can expect, top of the year for sure.
Oh, facts. Maybe sooner. Howard.
Absolutely. So now I do like the approach of that record. When recording that in the studio, what mindset were you in with that record?
Man, we did that out there in the A. And, me growing up being a Lloyd fan, I was excited. I'm excited to see Lloyd make some more music. So, just having him in the studio, I was like, man, I gotta get classic Lloyd out of Lloyd. So, we started going through some beats, and I was like, yo, Lloyd, let's make some real player shit. Let's make something that ladies and that everybody gonna bump to, some anthem shit, take your chick shit. And the vibes is organic, and we made that. We had fun with it.
Definitely. And I definitely was feeling it when I first heard it. I think that's actually the first record I had. I'm so weird nowadays. I don't even go listen to the albums in order, the EPs, everything. I literally said, oh, Take Your Bitch. Lord, that's the first track I played. And I was like, yo, this is a fucking banger. Like, that's my immediate
word.
Thought when I heard it.
Appreciate it, yo. Yeah, man. Shout out to Lloyd.
Sure, for sure. Now, what can we expect from that music video?
Lloyd, all right, so if you've been following from Oath, if you watch Oath, Oath is actually the first song, No Hard Feelings, and then we just put out the No Hard Feelings video, and the storyline goes in order, and that's the same thing with Take Your Chick and all the videos. Everything's going to come. It's going to be like one big movie. I grew up in the era watching where videos was fun to watch. It wasn't a nigga in front of a car rapping with a white tee. I'm getting back to the element, fundamentals of what made me fall in love with it, and in hopes that they'll fall in love with my shit in the same way.
Exactly. So now, you're talking about growing up, where music videos made sense. Do you feel like nowadays with music videos that they just have no symbolic?
Nowadays videos is trash. Videos is like a visual art. It's like a visual to audio track. Now most of the time, I ain't knocking them. There's a lot of guys who they make that kind of music. But me as a fan of the art and growing up and just watching the guys like Eminem and Busta Rhymes and their videos, there's no way I could continue to continue doing shit like that. It's not doing anything for the culture. We just watering it down.
Right, definitely. Because I see it nowadays, and I even look at the music videos, and I think to myself, what were they thinking? Like, why are they trying to do crazy shit, and why we got to turn up all this? Can we just connect with the right storyline of the damn song for one?
Right. Like, nowadays, we leave on MTV Jams in the crib, but it's like, we leave it on as like a radio. Like, we just listening to the music. It ain't like watching the video. Back in the day, I get home from school, and Rap City was on. Wherever we was watching videos on it, we sit by the TV watching videos, waiting for our favorite video to come on.
That's true. Especially nowadays with, you know, everything going digital now. That's all people are just, you know, from the television on the figure. They're not visually looking at something if it's not making sense.
Right. It's all in the effort, man. It's all in the effort you put in.
Definitely. And I got to say the... for sure. So now I'm looking at the video for No Hard Feelings. I'll probably watch it like several different times. And I like the editing with this. And I definitely like the fact, like you said, you know, you're doing it almost like a mini film. How important is it for you to just make sure that, you know, the story is well connected and it's not like, oh, well, damn, I was left here, but it's not connecting perfectly?
It's not really an issue for me because No Hard Feelings and Oath, I wrote the treatment song. So kind of when you got your hands, when the more control you have of certain things, you know, the more it's gonna be your vision. So shout out my guy J.R. Saints, he's the director. He helped me bring it to life. But you know, just me coming up with it, I kind of just know, all right, this is next, and that, you know what I mean? I kind of got it all in my head already.
Right, definitely. So now, do you think that you'll probably do more music videos for the whole project, pretty much?
Yeah, my goal is to shoot a video for every record.
So, which one do you think is the next that you're going to shoot after Take Your Bitch?
After Take Your Bitch is track number 4 on the project. It is it's called Rough Waters. It's called Rough
That's another
Waters.
Album. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got a dope video coming for that. Everything is just what I want people to understand, like my visuals, it's all very metaphorical. Like even in the event that I was to rap in front of a white car with a white T-shirt on, trust me, it's metaphorical. It's not what it's not what it looked like to the average mind. Like the No Hard Feeling, the whole concept behind the No Hard Feelings. You know, the beginning was like a movie, and then even though I was rapping the rest of the video, there's a big message in it.
Right. Yeah, definitely was a big message, and even, you know, from beginning to end, like, if people actually really watch closely, and then they listen to the song, like, take lyric by lyric, you can really envision what you're saying before
right.
you even kind of say it. It's very metaphoric.
Right.
So, now, I did want to ask you about, the record Rough Waters, since you before you even mentioned it, I like the concept about that record. You know how, you know, when you thought about the concept, you know, what inspired it the most?
Rough Waters, man, most importantly, my parents. You know, my parents coming from other countries where, you know, they was presented different obstacles. You know, they had completely different obstacles. Rough Waters is a metaphor for your dream. The ocean, you know, being the obstacles and the rough waters and all that stuff. My parents being from Cuba in the Dominican Republic, where their only dream was to get to America. You know, they had to cross those rough waters. So now me growing up here, kind of picking up where they left off, my dream is to take over this music thing. So, you know, they did it, and, you know, so why would it not?
True. And how would you say, like, they are, you know, they feel like you're doing music and everything is, like, going really great for you as an independent artist?
Oh, yeah, man, they happy. You know, my parents, they're very, very, very supportive, especially now. You know, at first it was kind of like, all right, let's see how far he's going to go with this. You know, it's probably a phase. And then now it's kind of like, yeah, that's my son.
Exactly. Because, you know, I can honestly, you know, I've been in that place too where, you know, parents are saying like, oh, you know, let's see how far, you know, you'll make it with, you know, doing your music, your radio show, whatever you're trying to do. And then when you really go full throttle with them and you shock the shit out of people, even your family and your friends, it's just like, y'all doubt it. I'm telling you, like, this is for real. This ain't what Joe down the block is doing, rapping about God knows what. No offense to whoever Joe might be down my street. Possibly.
Right. Yeah, man, so it's all a part of the rise. It's all a part of the come up. Everything in it. The good, the bad, it's all part of it.
Definitely. So now I want to ask you, because early in the year you toured with Kid Ink. When you think back with that experience, since that was like one of major highlights for you, how would you say, like, your performance growth has been, and how would you say, like, when you think back to, you know, performing with him, the whole overall experience was for you?
Man, Cole was super lit. Cole was fucking lit. As far as everything, as far as experience, as far as, you know, just going out there and rocking every night, it was all new to us, you know. We took the squad out there, and you know, we got to touch states that we never been to. We never even heard about outside of history books and school and shit, and we got to really come out there and touch the people. And it was fun, man. It was fun just meeting people and turning up and the shows and everything that comes with tour life, and getting to experience it with the people I came up with. That's probably the realest shit about it.
That's what's up. And I've got to say, you know, from being at the Philly show, which was definitely a turn-up show, your stage presence stood out for me. And I don't know if I asked you the last time, but when it comes to, like, you know, preparing for the stage and stuff like that, you know, what keeps you, like, very grounded to have so much energy and to really just be, like, go out there and kill it?
Man, so it's really all about the good vibes. We kind of got, like, these little pre-show rituals where we just vibe, you know, a couple drinks, you know, sort of the vibes. I kind of, before I go out there, I kind of envision how my show's going to go. So when I really get out there, I kind of just got to follow what I envision and play out like that. We have a dope show.
Yeah, busy. You mentioned the fact that Take the Business video is coming out in a couple weeks. Are you going back on tour next year, like headlining your own tour?
Yeah, we definitely going to be back on the road, shit, probably next month, not the next month, but definitely I'm looking forward to a Busy Crook headline tour within the next couple of months.
Okay.
I think people ready for that.
Yeah, I think your fans are definitely going to be ready for that, because you definitely have a turn-up show, and if people you've not seen Busy perform, like, just go check it out on YouTube and, you know, take a little glimpse of it, so like that, because what you'll see in person and the feeling that you get is realer than what you'll see in video. I mean, shit, the video does all, and it's a point, but they got to see it visually.
It's pretty shit. We're going to vibe. That's what it's like. It's not about me coming out there and just rapping records. You're going to vibe because y'all going to feel me. I'm going to feel y'all.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to, you know, everything that you've got going next year and stuff like that. You definitely got to keep in touch. I mean, we stay followed on your Instagram. See, so you've been busy in New York and Miami doing your thing. So we definitely want to, you know, congratulate you, because not a lot of independent artists are really succeeding hip-hop-wise in this industry doing it.
All right. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Without a doubt. So just in case for people that are not already following you and, you know, they like to hear and they want to check out the music, where can they, you know, track you down?
For the music, y'all go to my SoundCloud / Busy Crook, BizzyCrook. All my social media is Busy Crook, Twitter, Instagram. So hit the boy. Fuck with me on there. Wait for this music.
Down with that. Well, Busy, thanks so much for coming back on the show, and we'll definitely, you know, catch up with you in the new year, so like that, and let us know when you have another project dropping. We'll definitely, you know, come to a show or, you know, help in any way we can.
Hey, my G, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all having me, and, you know, anything y'all ever need from me, I'm here.
Sure, we appreciate that. So, you have a good rest of the day, and Happy New Year to you.
All right, Brody, Happy New Year too, likewise, man. Turn up.
All right,
later.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Oh, these hoes ain't loyal. Whoa.
bitch. I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake titties. I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana. Rolling up that by Molly, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap. She wanna fuck all the rappers.
of the night, she on endo. Let me see you make it clap on tempo. Let me see you get low like limbo.
I got British.
What?
Crows. Little bitty bitch wanna jump on the dick. I'm like, boo, let's get it, let's get it. I got these bitches kissing on these bitches. I can't even count on my fault by the digits. Sweat, terrific. I might put this bitch in the kitchen. Baby, don't use dirty dishes. Or else you might whip up a brrr. My neck, my wrist is a brrr. She went for my dog, I'm like, woo.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into the Biz with D, My Christmas Radio New Year's show. And right now we got our homie, Dricky Graham, on us. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's happening, y'all? Shout out to David Duane, man. You already know we've been rocking and doing this shit for like a long time, man. Yeah, your boy is back, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now.
Most definitely. And thank you for coming back. We got to definitely talk about, you know, this new project that you dropped 2 weeks ago on us. Real Hot Project.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot.
No doubt. So tell everybody you know about the experience of Frederick Meechy and the whole, you know, concept behind it, because it's definitely something that's different from what you put out before.
Yeah, I mean, with the concept of this mixtape, it just kind of like, I just want to show everybody my growth, my maturity, what I'm dealing with in real life. A lot of people knew the Snapbacks and Tattoos record, but they didn't know who I actually was or what it was that I was going through as I was going through that in the industry. ESPN pretty much solidifies that. It's like, you know, it's pure hip-hop, but I still let you know where I'm from. I let you know my roots, my background. I got a record on there called Wintertime. That's been picking up. That's a lot of people's favorite. I think I did keep the whole like tape. I mean, at least you'll find one song that's your favorite. I haven't found nobody complaining about it. But I basically take you through the roots of who I am and where I grew up and how it is for me real life and keeping it really, really rap and hip-hop, because that's how I started it. And I didn't want the fame and all the other stuff to clout what I actually think hip-hop represents to me and what it means to my culture and my community. So EFN, even the Frederick Meechy, like a lot of people, like, you know, they don't know that I'm not even going by Dricky Graham no more. I go by Freddie Meechy now, because it had to be a metamorphosis. It had to be a change. I didn't really want to attach myself to those things, old people, old business deals. I wanted to grow from all of that, and I think that people would definitely hear the growth when they hear this tape.
Definitely. So now it's going to be fully Freddie Meechy now, no more Dricky Graham, or how you I'm gonna, you know, break it?
Pretty much, you know, it's just like, yeah, I am, I'm giving towards that. I know that it won't happen overnight. I know people still have to get adjusted to Dricky Graham and all that other stuff, and then, like, you know, taking it from Snapbacks and Tattoos until I'm taking it now, of course I'm going to take some time to adjust to. But yeah, like, for the most part, it doesn't bother me hearing Jerky, of course, you know, because I just got to accept that I'm going to have to work myself bit by bit to let people know I'm rebranding myself as a different artist. But yeah, Frederick Meechy, any of those, you know, Freddie Meechy is pretty much, you know, that's the name now, that's me. And it feels great. It feels like this is who I am, you know what I mean? I felt like People tainted Dricky Graham. People like, you know, got to manipulate and handle his business and do all. With me, nah, mm-hmm. Like, changed person. I want to change entirely. You know what I'm saying? So.
Most
I
definitely.
Feel good, man. I feel good. I feel like Superman no more. I don't feel like Clark Kent.
I hear that. And honestly, I'm glad that, you know, you went through the whole, you know, you're going through the rebranding phase, new management. Shout out to PBM. Like, just everything that you're doing now, it makes sense, because, you know, previously, just, you know, all the business was just, like, crazy. You know, we won't speak on who it was. I mean, we talked about it on air before, but I'm just glad that you're now in a position where niggas is really taking you serious, and they was listening to what the fuck I was saying, like how we chopped it up last night. Now I was telling you, now people are hearing me when I'm saying that you are a lyricist when it comes to this shit.
Yeah. You know what? It's like I don't even want to take that, because a lot of people take that and they take that concept, and I appreciate. Like I told you that time. I appreciate you for always spreading the word and keeping it on it. You know what I mean? Because I need the fans to and other people that's rocking with me to basically like let the people know. It's always about that word of mouth. People are always looking for what's the new music, what's the new hot sound and stuff like that. Me, I just feel like I just connect so deeply with the music, and I connect so deeply with how my life turned out and the real raw stuff that I went through, that I feel it would be a crime not to share these things. I feel like it would be a crime to take the power of my voice or take the platform that I'm on and not express what I really like to do, who I really am. You know, feeding the industry and feeding the fans a bunch of bullshit is just like, it's not what I'm about. I don't represent that. I never have represented that. I've always represented, you know, what real life is, how I can get people through their day with my music. Yeah, we gonna party. Like I always told people, we gonna party, we gonna laugh and have fun. But at the end of the day, I'm more so into making sure my family's straight. I got little brothers and sisters. I got people in my family that's been on drugs real, real bad. I got, you know what I mean? I got, like, the street environment that I'm growing up around. Like, it would be such a waste to take my platform and not speak about these things that could possibly bring about change in my community. You know, I don't feel like anything else other than that is keeping it G.
Most definitely. Definitely got to keep it G. And, I mean, you mentioned the fact of, you know, your family's like that. And recently this year, you bought a house.
Well, it's more of a condo. It's more
okay.
of a condo. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I just needed a little spot to pretty much, you know, chill, lay my head. You know how I get, like, you know, away from all the madness. But I'm still in touch. Like, even now, like, you know what I mean? I came home for the holidays. I could have been anywhere in the world. We could have flew out to, you know, again, it could have been Aruba for Christmas. But now I'm home. I'm with my peoples. I'm in the heart of the hood, of where I started at. Yeah, like Cuz said, we in the danger zone. Like, I'm here. Like, this is where I'm from, and I still feel comfortable when I come back because my family just know they always gonna hold me down, and I'm gonna do the same for them.
How does your family feel about, you know, your music of that? I don't think I've ever asked you that question really in depth.
They love it. Like I said, like, and they're really, really proud. I mean, I know a lot of people have been sitting back with impatience, but especially my parents, you know, my immediate parents, you know what I mean? Because the stuff that I had to cover on the tape is very personal, but everybody
right.
takes it as if it's great music. Nobody takes it as if I'm trying to attack them or come at their neck or, you know, he's telling our business, you know, don't nobody really, you know, if it's real and they know it's coming from a real place and I really experienced that with them, then
mm-hmm.
they have no choice but to respect it. But so far, it hasn't even been nobody that's took it out of context and, you know, thought, oh, yeah, track 13, I ain't like, you know what I mean? They like every record, no matter if I was talking about them, their situation, or whatever it is.
For sure, for sure. And I see your mom is, like, really big on social media, with, like, you know, supporting you a lot. Like, that's kind of dope to, like, have your mom, you know, retweeting everything and, you know, getting involved and, you know, kind of talking to the fans.
Now, she do what she do. You know, I told her, like, you know, Twitter is still one of them worlds that you can't really get into like that because a lot of people, they take, you know, they on social sites, so they feel like they can say whatever to you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I let my mom have a fun. She gets to post what she want to post. I see her interacting with the fans every once in a while. I be telling her, like, you know, just monitor that, though, because, you know, like, I hate to have to get crazy on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I had to lock my mom out of her stuff that she had made. I was like, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not having it. And then she took down Facebook, so I was like, okay, cool. Get away.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the track one more time since you mentioned it. I love the track, love the, you know, the feel of it. You know, when you recorded that record, you know, what was your mind going through?
Yo, shout out to Sarah J and also the producers that was helping me with that, Ryan Rule, man. You know, shout out to him. He's from North Carolina, too. You know, I got to, you know, throw him in the mix. But Wintertime is really my perception of, like, of what it's like going through my hometown, the streets in Newark, and, like, really facing what we're facing out here. And telling people how I feel since I got the fame. It's kind of like bringing you into my reality of where I come from and where I'm at now, almost at the same time. And when I speak from a real place of things that really happened in my life. You know what I mean? I don't like to speak on stuff that I didn't live. I don't like to speak on crimes and, you know, this fake. You know, everybody likes to fake it till they make it. I'm not that type of
artist. Right.
You know, I like to speak on what's real because I can only connect to it and say it the way I want to say it when it's real. I can't, you know, force myself to live a life I never lived.
True.
And that's a good thing, you know, to keep it 100 and, you know, not, you know, stay away from the fake it till you make it kind of thing. Because I feel like a lot of people get wrapped up into that and they fall so short when it gets exposed. And it just looks like, oh, damn, I look really fucking stupid out here. Everybody, of course, is always wondering, what's the status of the album? Are you going to stick with the same title? I mean, I'm sure the situation's kind of changed since you're going by Freddie Meech now. How are you going to work that process?
I mean, I think the album has been changed. It has. I'll be releasing the title of the album soon. I have changed it from there because, again, even that was a part of, you know, old team, old ideas, you know.
Right.
And me, I'm all about the growth and the change. I mean, you could still expect the album to be a work of art as much as I've put into the mixtape. You can guarantee I'm going to be going twice as hard for the album. But I think that, yeah, it does require change and growth. It does require, like, you know, and even still, like, I know EFN is more of an update of now, but I have even more updates past that of what's been going on in my life and what I want to talk about, you know, even alone in this year, you know what I'm saying? So I want to be just, like, you know, working my ass off, making sure that, like, everything sounds up to par, you know what I'm saying? I hope that the same way that the mixtape's getting, you know, well-received, that the album can do the same, too.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure it probably will because, you know, you got that loyal fan base that we were talking about just last night, how, like, you will post something on Instagram or you'll go live and it's just, like, flooded with response.
Yeah, man, that's the fan. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that's still engaging and never left from day one. You know what I mean? Everybody that's been riding with me, you know what I'm saying? I think I've always been that type of artist where it's like, everybody just want to see what is he going to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I never really felt like nobody kind of just disappeared unless they just really, like, wasn't really, they were just big on the song. But yeah, everybody just kind of set back and see what I was going to do. And now that we here, you know what I mean, the fans been rocking. And it's a lot of I told you so was going around. But at the end of the day, I'm still humble with it. And I still, like, you know, I'm just enjoying that the fans are still, like, you know, fucking with me super heavy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, You keep it real with your music and you are a realist. So I mean, they stop fucking with you. I mean, I call them out and say they was crazy.
Nah, we gonna make sure that never happened, man. It's all love around here.
Definitely. So now, what's next in 2015? Because you know, 2015 is going to be a crazier. I heard from you, not even just from talking from you, but I've just heard. Period. In general.
2015 is going to be like, you know, I think it's going to be like the wave that really wakes everybody up because, like, my people out here, they already in charge about it, too. But, yeah, like, 2015 is when, like, it's like your wake-up call. It's like, yo, I sat back, I kept quiet for a little bit, I let people put out their records and do what they were going to do. But now here I am to show and prove, and it's like the music is going to be speaking even more than I'm speaking. I'm not the type of person that's going to hype everybody up and be like, oh, I sound like this, or this is going to be, I'm just going to let the music speak for itself because, you know, I'm so happy that I don't even really have to go out that far to be like, hey, like, you know, go check the tape out. People are just already grabbing it and like geared towards it. Without me even saying too much. Of course, I'm going to be out here working, getting my hands dirty, promoting my ass off. But, you know,
right.
It's that feeling that the people's really, like, fucking with that. So I thought that was mad ill.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just keep it up and do what you're doing. You definitely, like, every time you release a project, it's always something right. It's never a wrong, you know, process of how you do it. Just, you know, just keep doing it because, you know, the fans are always looking forward to hearing the new music, freestyles, your youth strings, all that stuff. They're like, they really are into your brand.
Appreciate that.
No doubt. So, Drookie, real quick, just in case, I don't know why people wouldn't be following you by now, because, I mean, you've been on the show so many times, but just run down the social media, because I know you recently changed your Instagram as well.
Yeah, everything is about to convert to Freddie Meech. The only reason why I haven't converted my Twitter to Freddie Meech, obviously, because you'll lose your verification stamp, and I want people to find me as easy as possible. But I'm even still, you can still find me as Freddie Meech on there, too. But yeah, it's spelled FreddyNeech,
That's it. Once again, it's FREDDYNEECH. But yeah, everything, you know what I mean? Like, and of course, go grab that EFN if you haven't. You know, go support that piff.com. Go support Live Mixtapes. If you have an iPhone or Android, you can get your app. And Spinrilla has it. My Mixtapes has it. So everybody that's supporting, man, salute to y'all. Go grab that tape. You know what I mean? The goal behind that tape was just to let people know who I am and hopefully bring them through their trials and tribulations while they're listening to the music.
So, girl, I need somebody. Through the good times and the bad times.
Ankles, me and you on Learjet, taking trips out to Turks and Caicos. Every day I'm on the road, and every day you down in FAFO. So tonight I'ma break you back, and after that we gon' break the bankroll. She be earning my trust, I be earning them trust funds, getting cleared through customs and Italian leather, that's custom. After that, just follow me down to the condo, bed covered in rose petals and a wine glass of Moscato. Okay, kicking off some Pierre Hardy at home, but I'm head Harley. You've been down since day one, been tatted on you like Ed Hardy. Hit me on my Skype whenever you get lonely. I know you can't depend on your lover, friend, or your homie. All right. Out of my five star with that Persian rug and them satin sheets. She just want commitment. Other hoes ain't classy, so them bitches in detention. I'm giving you attention. Okay, your long hair, your soft skin. I love the way that you walk in. Them hips truly do shit to me. That big booty, take caution. Fly you out to Shanghai, trying to use them chopsticks. Girl, just use your fingers. No, we both hood, so stop it. Yeah. Every freaking day and every freaking night, I wanna beat it up, but no Tina Turner, Ike. I say every freaking day and every freaking night, I wanna be your plumber, girl. I wanna lay that pipe.
Girl, I need somebody who stands by my side. Around the city in my best, you know I got you. We gon' turn up to the max. Yeah. We gon' need a couple rounds, oh yeah. A couple rounds, oh yeah.
I can't wait to come home and caress your body. Strip you down, don't play around, girl. Let's get naughty. I'm talking candlelights in the bathtub. Boil you down with a back rub. Screaming in that pillow with your face down and your ass up. Let the neighbors watch. We don't give a damn. Ask her what's her name. She was screaming, Mrs. Ram.
Girl, I need somebody who through the good times and the bad times.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into the Biz with D. Michael Swings Radio New Year's show, and right now we got our boy Sebastian Michael on with us. What's going on, bro?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Not much, just, you know, chilling, getting ready for the new year. How about yourself?
Man, I'm chilling too, man. Just got back from the studio. I'm about to go home.
Nice. So I know that you've been overseas, and probably a lot of your fans that are tuned in right now have been noticing that. What kind of talk about, you know, what you got going on in the studio with this new project? I mean, you got a lot of hot shit that I've heard so far, but ain't nobody heard it yet.
Yeah,
When I went to Paris, I cut, like, to be honest, like, one of my favorite records out there, you know, so far. I feel like a lot of shit came together when I locked in Paris and recorded out there, you know. So that was a lot of fun, you know. Plus, it was so nice being out there, you know what I mean, being in Europe. And, you know, spend about, like, 20 days out there in London and Paris and just, you know, just try to get some new inspiration for the project and for music. And now I'm back here, and I'm still working on my project. So, you know, definitely a lot to expect, you know, for 2015, because, you know, that's when I'm putting out my next project. And we also got a video that we're going to actually put out top of next year, so I'm definitely excited.
And the single with Mind that you're putting out the music video for, right?
Yeah, we just shot a video for it. And it's a really dope song that I think I kind of started, you know, experimenting more with my music. And and that song, it's just very me. That's the best way I can describe it. It's very me. It's different. You know, I feel like it sticks out from other stuff that's out right now. And it's just a really, really feel-good record. So that's why I chose that one, you know, that song to be the leading joint, you know what I mean? The one to set the sound and the feel that I'm going for. And when the project comes out, I think a lot of people are going to be excited.
They're definitely going to be excited. I mean, I got a chance to hear Mine. You ain't know I heard it yet. But, I mean, it is crazy. I like how it has insane. It has, like, a very feel-good approach, like you mentioned. And I think with R&B music, that's what's been missing a lot of that real feel-good, you know, music that people can relate to.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, man, when you just do whatever you want to do musically, it's going to come out right. You know, I don't even really sit and think that I'm making a great R&B record tonight, or I'm making great. I just think about great music. I'm making a great song. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, my music. So, you know, that's my main thing. Like, I'm, you know, you got to express yourself however you want to express yourself. And if it's a mix up of different things, you know, that's just dope to me. So that's another thing that people can expect too, you know. Like I said, I'm experimenting more, and I'm just, you know, going back to a lot of my roots. That's why I stayed in Europe for a little bit, you know, going back to a lot of the stuff that they do in the UK and stuff like that. And a lot of the songs got that influence right now. So it's definitely a dope contrast to what I do. So I'm excited.
So now let's also talk about the recent music video you put out for your single, Made For Me, featuring Tiana Taylor. Love the video, love the concept. And if people haven't checked it out, you know, what? How would you tell them about the concept? Because it's very like Bonnie and Clyde, like how Jay-Z and Beyonce did that, but it's more so in the New Day version, like 2015.
Right. No, that video is really, really dope to me because it just has like an old, like you said, a Bonnie and Clyde concept, you know, Natural Born Killers, another movie I had in mind when I just made it. But it just got like to me, like a Quentin Tarantino type of feel, like the way he make his movies and the, you know, the way he's filmed, like the scenery and stuff like that. And it's funny because they actually shot Kill Bill in that same area. And I don't know, it has like a 50s feel, but it's still modernized today. But it's just the way we dress and the way everything looked, it had like a 50s type of swag to it. So it's definitely a cool video, and Tiana killed it, you know. And and the next one is Mine, and I think Mine is even going to top it. So I'm excited.
Definitely. So now, how would you overall say that you feel about, you know, the success you've had, you know, this year? I mean, recently, but iTunes and both New York Times included you in their best of 2014. Like, that's kind of dope.
Man, that really, really, and I said it when I posted it to on Instagram. I was like, yo, this really, like, just brightened up my whole day. Like, it really made my day when I saw that. Because, you know, I was mad tired. I was coming, you know, from London. Not gonna lie, I was a little sad I had to leave, you know, already so soon, whatever, so. You know, I was just tired, and I was kind of like,
I'm not in the best mood. And when I saw that, I was like, yo, this is dope seeing that people really embraced it and they still talking about it. And that it's like remembered as like one of the, you know, best albums from 2014. I think that's dope. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And I got to say, it's definitely in our top 10 of favorite albums here on My Fair Swing. Because really, like, sound-wise, you kept it true to, you know, who you are as a person, but you kept it true to R&B, which is great because a lot of artists, you know, either being with a major independent label or, you know, whatever the case might be, they just go off and do stuff that doesn't even cajon into what they're about or, like, message form-wise. They go universal when it should be always sonically connected with them.
Yeah. No, for real. You know, it's the most important thing to stay true to yourself and keep your sound and everything you do. You know what I mean? When I make songs, I still do it the same way I did for my first album and the way I've always been doing it, which is I always just focus on just melody, you know, lyrics, chords, like things like that, the musicality first. You know what I mean? Like most of the songs I started on guitar and vocals. And that's why, like, when I break it down in an acoustic performance, it sounds just as good. It just has a different feel. So that's why I want with my songs. Like, I feel like if you can play it on just the piano, sing it, or just on guitar, sing it, it still sounds good. And you got something that's timeless, something that will last. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always my goal. That's what I make you.
All right. So speaking of timeless, while you were on tour, I was there. I definitely think a timeless moment happened to be like when the fan, when you forgot the words, crashing and the fans started singing like the words. Like that was very like timelessly dope because that, it was like a moment where it's like, whoa. Like I thought it was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was, it definitely cleaned it up for me because I was like, oh. As soon as I started singing it, everything, like, I just couldn't remember a word. You know what I mean? Like, what song you sing. And I remember, like, I couldn't remember the words, and they started singing it louder than me. So I just let them sing. And I was just vibing. It was a difficult. And it wasn't even a single or a song that we pushed. Like, it was just a random song on the album that just makes me feel like, okay. Like, they actually, like, they true fans. Like, they really bought into everything that I do and everything that I put out.
Right. And even though we got something dope that me and you did before our new segment on My First Wings Radio, FaceTime with the Stars, even with that, which people will get the chance to see, January 15th, just wanted to, you know, let everybody know while you were online that was coming. So they can definitely, you know, get ready for more in-depth and inside of, like, you know, more about who you are. Because a lot of people think they might know from, you know, Twitter, Instagram, or just me briefly. But, you know, they got to look forward to that because we definitely chatted it up.
Of course. Like, you know, every day I think that the best way to do that is just staying true to yourself and knowing that whoever you are, like what your vibe is, what your personality is, like always keeping that, not trying to put up a front or like do something just to satisfy, you know, whoever's around you, labels or whatever. Because one thing is like they want artists to be so over the top and everything, like just turn up at all times, always be, you know what I mean, like center of everything. And to me, it's just kind of like you keep that shit up all the time, like you're just gonna get exhausted, it's just gonna go crazy. So to me, like, I just wanted to see my regular side, the side when I'm on stage, just, you know, everything about me. So that's why, you know, right now we're shooting like day to day the stuff that we already spoke about, and just kind of like following me around, seeing the process of me creating my project and all that stuff. And it's something we're gonna put out too, is like
Fox
and like series and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm excited to even be a part of, you know, what's to come next with you, because honestly, we started like our relationship started from you being on the show this time last year. And never would I have thought that we would start working together like a year later. Like, that's kind of dope.
It's dope. It's really dope, man. That's a cool thing about it, especially like being in New York. You always meet new people. You always team up with people that's just as hungry as you. And you know, everybody got a different craft or whatever, but everybody's just grinding and hungry, and everybody's trying to get to the top. And, you know, you got to just support and help each other. You know what I mean? And why not just build together? And that's like, you know, that's just a better mindset of being instead of turning Hollywood on everybody else because you feel like you're on a different level. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And speaking of Hollywood, just from you being a new artist, well, not even new anymore, but being that, you know, your first year, you know, getting that, like, camaraderie is not the word I want to say, that big notoriety, have you experienced any, like, celebrities being, like, too Hollywood towards you ever?
Absolutely. Happens all the time. There's a lot of Hollywoodized people. I just overnight just turned Hollywood, and I mean it's just a mindset. It's, to be honest, it's not hard to, like, it happens to a lot of people. It's not something that's like crazy. Like, a lot of people get that. It's not hard to get like that if you have certain people around you. But, you know, I don't really focus on, you know, the way people are or whatever. It's just like, yo, if I'm working with somebody, as long as we can come up with some good music and some good stuff to put out, like, I'm cool with everybody's personality.
So Sebastian, tell everybody where they can follow you as far as, like, your social media, just in case, you know, they don't follow the real you. Tell them where they can follow you just so that they can, you know, stay connected and get the album and, you know, rock the movement.
Of course. It's at Sebastian Michael, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and, yeah.
Definitely. And I gotta say again, Sebastian, you know, thanks so much for, you know, being a part of, you know, our history in 2013 as well, and then, you know, 15 and then 14, 15, shit, I mean, all of it. I mean, we appreciate you for being dope.
Absolutely, man, I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Keep your feet off the ground, oh, I'll be there for you. Go down then, go mo down then. We can keep it lit, let's roll.